Blog Talk Radio.
To help save wildlife affected by oil spills, rescue workers have opened up a lot of Dawn. They rely on it because it's tough on grease, yet gentle. But even they'll tell you, Dawn helps open something even bigger. This year, Dawn is also donating $1 million to rescue efforts. Go to Facebook.com, Dawn Saves Wildlife. Find out how the little things you do can make a big difference.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Multimedia. We are airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation and add some spikes. Today, I will be discussing morals in regards to music, relationships, and business. And I have a special guest that I will bring on by the name of Fire Nation Swings. Now, I want to read something from Psychology Today on ethics and morality. To put it simply, ethics represents the moral code that guides a person's choices and behaviors throughout their life. The idea of a moral code extends beyond the individual, include what is determined to be right and wrong for a community or a society at large. Ethics is concerned with the rights, responsibilities, the use of language, what it means to live an ethical life, and how people make moral decisions. We may think of moralizing as an intellectual exercise, but more frequently, it is an attempt to make sense of our gut instincts and reactions. It's a subjective concept, and many people have strong and stubborn beliefs about what's right and wrong that can place them in direct contrast to the moral beliefs of others. Yet, even though morals may vary from person to person, religion to religion, and culture to culture, many have been found to be universal, stemming from basic human emotions. I am the biggest believer of people who do not have morals also lack a lot of empathy. And if I may, I would like to read something else. The lack of empathy is a term that can define different things in different people's lives. For some, it might be the root cause of all their relationship problems. They may feel like they can never get close to anyone because they cannot understand or share their feelings. Others might use the term to describe a general feeling of disconnection from others and the world around them. No matter how you define it, the lack of empathy is a major barrier to healthy relationships. It can prevent you from understanding and responding to others in a way that makes them feel heard and understood. This can lead to frustration, misunderstandings, and even fights. And some signs of lack of empathy are critical nature. Sometimes critical nature is always at play when we see people trying to convince others or prove them wrong. They use a negative tone and try to put us down by saying things like, I told you so. You should have done this instead of that. Not being able to show affection. A person who lacks empathy will never be able to show affection. This is because they feel no need for it, nor can they understand why people might want some. This may mean not showing any physical contact with their partner, such as hugging, kissing, just on the cheek, or even leaving home each day. Negligent behavior. When someone doesn't care about the feelings and well-being of others, they tend to be negligent. They don't respond accordingly. Lacking empathy means having a hard time seeing things from another person's perspective, as well as putting yourself in their shoes. This leads one towards making poor choices that may hurt someone else emotionally or physically. It is without even realizing it. This is because you simply do not care what happens next. Not being able to say sorry. A lack of empathy can also lead to an inability for people with these traits to apologize when they are wrong. They feel no need for remorse. This is because they believe everyone else should just accept them the way that they are, and if there's any problem, then that person needs help instead. Difficulty recognizing other people's emotions. People who have a difficult time recognizing other people's emotions may also have trouble with empathy. This can lead to misunderstandings and miscommunications. It also means that they may not be able to provide the support that their loved one needs during difficult times. And blaming others for their own problems. People who lack empathy will often blame others for problems in their lives. This is instead of taking responsibility themselves, which leads one down a road towards negativity, anger, and hate towards everything around them, because deep down inside, they know this is not true, but they refuse to admit it out loud. So I'm wondering how many of you have actually experienced this from people that you love, your family, your friends. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to introduce my guest, Fire Nation Flames. Are you there?
Absolutely here. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. So before we continue, we're gonna do a track next by International DJ Brother O. Right, Brother O. I see you doing that wonderful music. So listen, if you're just tuning in, you are now listening to The Power of Thoughts. And if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you dial 516-453-9133. I just introduced my special guest, Fire Nation Flame. Are you there?
I'm definitely here. What's going on, everybody?
So first, before I begin, I want to let everyone know exactly who you are.
Absolutely. So I come with many crowns. However, everyone knows me as Fire Nation Flames, First Lady of 144,000 Chosen Few, CEO of Mellow Fire LLC, the record label, Sony Orchard, Who Mag Distribution, and I mean, I come with a couple of Grammy nomination considerations.
Okay, so now the first thing that I want to discuss music, because you are the CEO of your own record label. Now, I want to know, with the evolution of hip-hop and music, what things have you noticed? For me personally, I've noticed that are very, very low when it comes to the things we see. And I think music, the music videos with the women has dressed and things has shaped the way that we behave as women and what we think is okay and acceptable. And how we go and approach a lot of these actions turn into and go into relationships, that just doesn't seem to work. But I want to know what your perspective is.
I definitely absolutely agree with you. Being a female in this industry, it's three times harder, just because, like you said, everyone is following that trend where you're either a female going at another female, or you're taking your clothes off and you're, demolishing your image and who you are to get ahead. I definitely say that the standard has gone down. I remember a time where if you didn't have your original music, if you didn't have something unique that made you stand out, that you would be put on the shelf. Now DJs are like, well, I mean, they just send me this much money. And then you got everyone on social media and they're like, well, she took off her clothes. So, everyone really demoted themselves in its own way. Even with the males, it went from males being able to speak a message to everybody wants to demote, to bring down somebody else, talk about guns, drugs, violence, but then everyone wants to put the rest of the T-shirts up. So for me, it's definitely, I would say, dumbed down in a lot of senses. But don't forget, hip-hop is not dead. So the real ones are going to make these, make all the slackers, we're going to make them work a little harder. Being shown in the industry, I see a lot of the legends are coming back now. Like, nah, we got to take this back. So I'm definitely proud of that.
So can you tell me what your biggest obstacle would be in terms of morality in this industry? Like, what type of things have you encountered that you can tell me about that were difficult for you?
As a female artist, I can definitely say the hardest parts for me truly was really when I had almost everyone I know was like, look, it's going to be harder for you because, like, you're fully dressed, like, all the time, and you're not talking about, sex and, and everything crazy. So because I'm a female that speaks with a message and then I choose to keep my clothes on, it's definitely a little bit challenging because I'm not going to get those, a whole bunch of likes and views. However, I always tell anyone, the one thing about me that separates me from the crowd is I'm not here for the looks, for the likes and the views. I do this because I'm creating a legacy. And if it means that I'm going to have a longer challenge, I'd rather have a longer challenge and have my integrity.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm glad that we still have some good people left, and I have to give a shout out to Rob Schwartz, because without him, I wouldn't know you. And I want to say I'm honored that you told me to listen to my show. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it means a lot to me. Like I said to you, beforehand, your show is a show that does not hold a filter. You tell exactly what a lot of people are scared to say. And I think that's very, that's a big thing, and that's a big movement. And I fully support you, and I salute you. And, I'm honored to just be on the show with you. So I definitely thank you guys so much.
I'm honored that you're here, too, and thank you. I mean, you really touched me when you said that you listened to my show, because I had no idea. I have a couple of people tell me that. I'm like, oh, you really do? Like, I didn't know. You were definitely one of them. So So I really appreciate you sharing that with me and the effect and how you told me you spoke to people about my show. Like, that really was really touching. It really is. And I'm glad to know, because for me, impacting at least one person is important to me. You know, I don't, you know, listeners are very, you know, important, because if the impact is there for me, that's what I care about, the impact of the life and impact your mind. That is why I name my show The Power of Thoughts. And I made a post today about how I was in the bank and the lady in front of me, she had like a bunch of ones. And my mind automatically went to like, oh, strip club. But I didn't, you know, definitely didn't automatically think that's what she was, but that's what my mind went to. But I'm like, this is exactly why I have my show, for things like the way that our minds are, the way our minds are wired. But why didn't my mind automatically go to, oh, she made a lot of tips today or something like that? But that's where our minds go. I mean, tell you the truth, any of you listening, if you have a dollar bill anywhere in your pocketbook, in your wallet, you don't know where it's been. It could have been in a strip club. You don't know. But I'm saying, so, you know, if you don't want them, you know, give them over here. I'll take them to the bank for you. But anyway, I have a question for you. So I was thinking in regards of culture, and one thing that stood out is I know in certain cultures it's normal for a grown man who could be 50 or 60 years old to even marry a 12-year-old girl. Over here, that is absolutely unacceptable, right? But if we have an open mind, and I'm not condoning this, let me make that clear, but if we have open mind and we think about this, somebody who comes from that culture and from a little boy all the way up has been taught that that's okay and that is right and okay and just in his mind. When he comes over here, will he truly understand that that is unacceptable because this child has not developed yet? And if any of us were raised in that type of culture and we were a woman that we were supposed to marry someone, you know, of that age, how will we interpret that if we come over to the United States where that is just absolutely unacceptable? Even though it you know, things like that, weird things happen over here, definitely. We're not a perfect country, but what exactly would we feel if that was, like, our culture? You know, like, what, how would we exactly go about our life and try to explain things, and we wouldn't understand if other people wouldn't see things our way. We wouldn't understand that. So I want to know what you think about that.
But I mean, I think that if they come over to this country, it's definitely going to be a really big culture shock. Definitely, because, I mean, like you said, our cultures are different. So here we have a morale for our younger, you know, for our younger generations that we know that takes time for their bodies and their minds to develop, you know, as, you know, in other countries, they have, you know, just like, you know, arranged marriages and arranged, you know, relationships. And these things is what worked for them, because a lot of people are stuck in their ways. I mean, it's a shame, because people are not going to be able to know the true meaning of an unconditional love. They're just going to really know, okay, this is who they told me I have to be with, and this is just what it is. I think if a lot of people from America went overseas to just some of those crazy different cultures, as we call them, the crazy cultures, you know, if we actually sat down and listened to what made them, we would understand that a lot of these things are environmental teachings that they were brought up on that are go back, you know, ages. It's something that a lot of countries, they haven't developed that next level.
Right. You know, and I remember we had a little conversation, too, and I was thinking, as far as I know, I have a friend who had an arranged marriage. Of course, it didn't work. It was in another country. She didn't know her husband before she got married. She didn't know what he looked like. She didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she has kids out of the marriage and she got out of the country and things like that. But I was wondering, too, in my mind, and I'm not saying this is, like, condoning this either, but I was wondering if the whole world had accepted arranged marriages where the parents picked out the mate, would we have less divorce or would we have more? We really don't know. So I wonder these things. And just to be clear, I do not condone a 50-year-old man marrying a 12-year-old. I want to make that clear.
But
I try to look at it objectively.
We do not.
Say that again?
I said that is very clear. We do not condone that. Not at all.
I don't condone that at all, because I feel like that child should be developed, you know, enough to make their own decision, period. But listen, hold that thought, your next thought. We have a track next by international internet DJ legend Brother O. Brother O, take it away.
Let me tell you about my day. It's such a very long day. It started around 7. I can hear a pray. That's why I love Sunday morning, even when it was cold. There was always something burning that was good for my soul. As I walked through the yard, I could feel your presence, giving me the time of my life and shower me with life's lessons. Now I know what they mean when they say keep your head to the sky, and don't be too quick to fit in, and don't feel you have to try. This world is strange, so strange it is. You know it really hurts inside, yeah. Sometimes, no matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes. Proud to see the young man I came to be. With lifelong troubles, you kept a smile on my face. And as I'm looking all around me, I say, how can I ever repay you? Mama was worth more than gold, and she always tried to tell me, this world is strange, so strange, so strange, my dear. You know it really hurts inside, yeah. And no matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah. There's been a few days when people truly let me down. I say crucial things just to bring me down. And they will rob, beg, and cheat just for their own self-motives and greed. But I guess it ain't nothing new. Something I gotta go through. This world is strange, so strange it is. You know it makes me hurt sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, no matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Now how much more can I take before I shoot the kids? Don't let your heart, 'cause what you're feeling is very real, yeah, yeah. You know it makes me cry sometimes, baby. Yes, it does. Out of all the days and all the stories you taught me about, you know what still hurts inside, yeah. Sometimes I go through life with my hands in the air, then oh Lord, help me there. About these things I will go through. Oh, it hurts sometimes, baby. Sometimes I say, oh, 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 oh.
All right, Brother O, thanks for that music. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest, Fire Nation Flames. We are airing live at Lagos, Nigeria. And I would like to tell you, we are discussing if your dollar bills are in your wallet or your pocketbook from a strip club. No, I'm just kidding. We are discussing morality, but I would like to let you know we have our first caller in queue. Caller number one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Tiana, how you doing?
Hi, Hooney. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. And how you doing, special honored guest?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right, let me make something clear. I'm gonna really piss off a lot of my ancestors because I'm third generation over here in America. But I wouldn't give one New York subway rat's ass or two little white half mouth whiskers what Imam Mehani says. I wish he would. I wish he would try to approach my daughter like that at the age of 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. I can't imagine what would happen. I done heard the songs on Two Hooney. They don't want no problems with Hooney.
You two, y'all, both of y'all, I know, are too young to remember this, but when I came up, they used to have advertisements when you end up missing on a milk carton.
Yeah, I remember. I'm not that young.
I remember that. I remember.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I remember that.
Man,
I used to
want
to look
what?
Like
I
in
mean,
the supermarket.
Hey, look, I don't want to stop y'all flow, but on the real, you know, there's certain things that just ain't, you know, that just ain't going to happen by today's standards. And trust me, I know. You know, my grandfather was the first one to make it here in 1909. So I respect that. But besides that, we're living now in this day and time. You feel me?
Right.
It's still going on in other countries, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. Like I say, you know, my on my father's side, they straight from Aswan and Nuba, right there by Abu Simbel, where they claim that, they, you know, because of the flood, they started moving a lot of the monuments from the ancestors, which, you know, was just an easy way for them to come in and steal our land, and a lot of the tribes got displaced, and that's how my grandfather ended up over here. He made a decision to leave. You get what I'm saying? But bottom line is, it was a master move, you know, for the people who went in and colonized what was once a beautiful land, and they did the same thing in America and pretty much throughout other parts of the globe. But I don't want to stop your flow. I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you for everything that you are. I mean, you constantly support me, so you know that I had to dial in and support you as well. You know, my show was on last night. I'm the host of We Will Aware You for this great company of WBNN, and my show will be 30 evenings from last night, and it's already in queue, where I'll be speaking about brotherly love as we turn the hearts of the fathers towards their sons or daughters, children in general.
Awesome.
And that would be, you know, that's come from the book of Malachi, which will be in June 1st. Okay, me and my blood brother, the only other son of my mother. Okay, love you now.
Love you too, Hooney. Thank you for calling in. It's been amazing. So Hooney is like, you know, he's a host on this network. He's celebrating his 6-year anniversary. Everybody who's listening, he's been on this network for 6 years, everybody. 6 years. And he's amazing. I met him in Philly when we had a get together with all the hosts. And let me tell you, this man was so hospitable. You would have thought that this was his neighborhood. I will never forget that. And he treated us all very well. And I really appreciate that. We have caller number 2 in queue. Caller number 2, you're listening to The Power of Thought. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito, Tiana. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, honey. Good. forgive my throat, guys. You know, I've been dealing with some throat issues. I want to say hello to you, of course. And I want to say hello to your amazing guest. Hello, sweetie.
Hey, peace and positive vibes, Queen. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. I love everything that both of you are saying. You made a comment about, like, if we went to other countries and saw how they lived. So I have. I've been all over the world. God has blessed me with that. And I was actually in China and Russia during communism through Lenox Hill Hospital on health tours. And I'll never forget one incident there based on what you're talking about, like different cultures and what they're used to versus what we would be used to, right?
Right.
I was in Russia and we we had a free few hours, you know, with our tour. And I was in the park with my cousin, the biggest church they had. So we're in there looking at that. And there was a guard at the very top of the steps with a gun because they didn't allow anyone to worship. They only allowed older people.
Oh, wow.
So a little old lady. Yeah, a little old lady was walking up and he let her in, but that was it. On one of the benches was a family, and it was a infant, a little older child, her mom, and her mom. Okay, I was in my 20s, late 20s. And Tiana knows me. I talk to everyone, and I'm talking to them, and this is, like, beautiful to me. And I show them a picture of my daughter at the time. She might have been 4 or 5. And the mom takes out plastic earrings out of her ears and puts them in my hand for me to give my baby. I still have them. And I take out I take out my little diamond studs and I put them in her hand for her baby. Well, the guy sweeping the park was KGB, came at us immediately with a gun, grabbed the earrings out of her hand, put them in mine, and made them run away. And so I'm bringing that up just to say 12-year-olds, the marriages, what goes on in these other countries, we can't even fathom it. And the thing is, guys, even to say what would we do if they came here, or how would they feel if they came here, everything's shell shock for every human being experiencing things that we are not used to. And I went to the borders recently, a few months ago, Yuma, Arizona, to all the borders. So what we experienced there with the Border Patrol was insane. So we have to understand that even though there are a lot of things wrong in the U.S., we are blessed for the most part. Things are changing. I wish they wouldn't. But your topic is great. And it's just heartbreaking. And, you know, I'm assuming, I wouldn't know, but I'm assuming that those 12-year-old kids that are being, you know, given to these adult men for marriage are already groomed from birth. So they don't know anything different.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
They don't know anything different.
Exactly. That's their reality. And a lot of times your reality shapes your morality, your morals, you're like how you think and how you perceive, you know? So it's definitely, thank you for saying that, because that is exactly, you got my point, and I really appreciate it. I love when people get the point I'm making. I love it. Thank you so much, Jerry. Make sure you tell everybody when your show is.
So I have another cool guest coming on, guys. It's the 30th, the last Tuesday of this month. Beverly Bremers, the song Don't Say You Don't Remember. Do you remember that, Tiana? You're young. Don't say you don't remember. Well, she's the one who made that a hit. So I will be I will be interviewing her. Look it up, Beverly Bremers.
Some really good guests, though. She always has great guests on the network, like always.
So, but God bless you, ladies, really, from the bottom of my heart.
God bless you, too. And Fire Nation, make sure you tune in to her show. This is my actual friend. You know, I've known her before I came on the radio. She's amazing. She's definitely a sweetheart, very caring, very loving. She's a good person. And there's a lot of people on our network are very good people. And just, like, it's like a family. We have a show every single day except for Saturday. So anytime you decide to call that number that you call today, you'll be able to listen to a show, just so you know.
I will definitely be able to make sure that I tap into you guys for sure. Gotta support.
Okay, you might want to clear your line up just a little bit. You're a little bit kind of muffled. So, Brother O, I want to know, do you got a track for us? Do you have a track for us? Let's see what you have.
Nah, she little better than that, y'all. That's my family, Tiana, y'all. Let's get it. Yeah.
you are no longer oblivious to certain things and knowledge, and you gain knowledge, and you can change your thoughts and your perception of how you view the world, how you view people, and that's what I did. So I asked myself this question, and I'm laughing. I'm going to tell you why I'm laughing really quickly. I'm laughing because there's a time where I'm older now, and I have conversations with myself, and I don't even care. Like, I just, like, me talk out loud. And one day I was looking in the mirror in the bathroom. And I was in a public bathroom using it, and there's a mirror behind me, and there's a mirror in front of me, so I can see anybody walking behind me. I totally forgot to do something, and I look at my watch, and I go, oh, man, this lady looks up at me. I didn't know she was paying attention. She goes, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. I started laughing. She's like, do I have to call someone? And I start laughing. So that's the only reason why I'm laughing. But anyway, I had asked myself, like, am I really a good person if I wasn't taught to have morals, if I wasn't taught right from wrong, in also regards to religion, per se, would I still be the same person I am today? And honestly, I don't know. But as of today, this very day, because of the way I was taught, and it's not really about religion, it's about me wanting to do right just as a person, because I promised myself when I was younger that I would lay my head down every night and never do anybody wrong purposely. And I've kept that promise until this very, very day. So I want to know, are people born with morals and ethics? I want to know what my special gift, Fire Nation Flames, what do you think?
Definitely. I think when we first are born, we're born with a pure heart, with a pure spirit, with a pure mind. That's my true opinion. I feel that it changes as you grow because the environments that are forced upon you, so to speak. So it really does make you turn into someone different as you grow older. It's up to you to reverse back and really gain yourself, the knowledge of self, so that you can grow properly. It takes a process.
I like that answer. So as far as me, let me see what I think about that. Are people born with morals and ethics? I would say, to me, you know, there is the question of nature versus nurture in psychology. And I would say that the people who raise you, your parents, because not everybody has their parents' reasons. That's why I said the people who have raised you and their morals a lot of times are passed down to you. But you can also have a parent or a guardian who is not such a good person. And then one day you realize this and you change your behavior based on what you've learned on your own. So as far as being born, I feel like I do agree with you that we've all been born with a pure heart. It's just like I was watching a video on Instagram and they had kids of different, you know, ethnic backgrounds. And they said, what's different about you two? One said, oh, I think she said something like, I like cheese and you know, he doesn't like cheese anymore or something like that. But they didn't see each other's color. They didn't see each other's color at all. So I don't know. I can't say if we were actually born with morals, but I think it has a lot to do with who your guardian is. I think it also has to do with your life experiences, because sometimes you can be such a good person and life just beats you down and beats you down and beats you down, and you just get tired of being the good person. You get tired. And unfortunately, I have felt tired, but I've never given up of being a good person. And I thank God for that. I thank the people who love me. I thank all my experiences and my strength that I have, because I could be that person who flips the other way and turns into that mean, evil person. But once you learn to take responsibility, even if you haven't wronged anybody, once you learn that you are responsible for where your life is today and the people you let in it. So when you let people cross your boundaries, this is when things happen to you that make you upset. You know, you see things in the beginning, but you may ignore it. Whether even a family member taking advantage, sometimes you let it go because they're family, but you have the right to stand up for yourself no matter blood or no blood. But
absolutely,
we'll continue this conversation. Yeah, we'll continue this conversation, but we have caller 3 in queue. Caller 3, you're listening to The Power of Thoughts. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Peace, 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 peace. This is Jetty Achak of the SGC.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on, Tana? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm feeling good. God is good. I'm blessed.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. I love to hear that.
So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm jumping off. I'm all excited or whatnot. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I just wanted to know. I was just curious because you always have some good knowledge to drop. So I'm just waiting. I'm ready and waiting with knowledge you're about to drop.
Okay, so in reference to the question that you just asked, whether a person could have morals without religion, I'm not no super biblical expert, but in the time that I've read the Bible, and there's actually passages in the Word that speaks to that, where, you know, they tell as far as the difference between being aware of the law and the law being, you know what I'm saying, spiritual laws that govern a person to walk in a certain type of way according to religion. And then people who are outside of the law, those who are ignorant of the law, you know. And this is non-verbatim once again. You know, for anybody who's listening, I would love for y'all to call in and just, you know, school us and, you know, drop some gems on what passage this is. But the Word tells us that, you know, there's something that's in our hearts. Like, if you know the law, you're judged by the same law that you know of. And for people who don't know the law, there's still something in their spirit that tells them what feels right. And it's still something in their spirit that tells them, you know what I'm saying, what's wrong, that governs their movement, that governs the ability for them to be charitable, that governs the ability for them to have a certain spirit that loves or that cares or that reciprocates and things of that nature, or that is revengeful, you know what I'm saying, or that can be spiteful and things of that nature. Because we're talking about energies at the same time. At the end of the day, we're talking about energies. And you can't fake the funk with yourself. If somebody does you wrong, you know how revenge feels for you. It might feel good in the meantime, but it does something to your spirit and it does something to your mind. Or you know how forgiveness feels if somebody does something wrong to you. It might be a hard pill to swallow in the time being, but you know how you feel later on down the life, you know what I'm saying, as you're living and as you're progressing and as you're growing. So you can't fake the funk with yourself, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, because you lay down with yourself every night. But there are some people who change the reality and just accept it so much and they lie to themselves. So it's like, you know, they live in the alternate reality all the time because it's easier for them to keep doing what they do. So if I know you're not referring to those people, but there are those type of people out there that don't know who they are and don't realize who they are. But one day they're going to get a big wake-up call. And that's going to be something serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something serious. Let me ask you a question before you go. I want to know, as far as an atheist is concerned, I used to have a certain view. And like I said, I do believe in God very strongly. I do. But I'm wondering, there are certain people who are believers. And then I've come across some people who are atheists who seem to have a better moral compass than someone who is a believer. I want to know, do you think that it's possible at some point that a person who is an atheist can absolutely be able to transform someone who is a believer by their behavior if they have a higher moral compass than a believer?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? You know what I'm saying? The funny thing about what God calls us to do and what our purpose is for is, like, one of the highest laws is thou shalt not judge. You know what I'm saying? Not to say it's a commandment, but it's one of the highest laws that allows us to ground ourselves and be eye to eye with our neighbor, for us to love our neighbor the way that we love ourselves. When we don't judge, the only thing that's left is the opportunity for us to learn. So, of course, it would make sense if I'm able to sit down with an atheist, an agnostic, an omnist, you know, a Christian, a Muslim, you know, and we'll be able to kick it if we don't judge each other. And I will still be able to pull away with several different gems that will add to my life. And I'll still be able to have my faith in God intact. And move in such a way that,
right,
you know, not only have I added to myself, but, you know, energy is reciprocal. So now these people go away with the understanding that, damn, like, not everybody is judgmental. This feels good. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're building. You know what I mean? We're building. This
yeah.
whole entire structure, this whole entire matrix is nothing but the opportunity for us to build and to interact with each other to the highest degree possible before we transition to the next stage in life. So, yeah, I believe that with an atheist, there are gems that they may have from their perspectives that we can incorporate, because everybody stumbles. You might be at a place that not you necessarily, just like, you know what I'm saying? Let me see me. I might be at a place where I'm stumbling and I'm lost, blind, confused, and I need somebody to give me a hand. And what if a Christian person walks away because that person didn't see me versus the atheist that was able to see me give
right.
me a hand? You know what I'm saying?
Very good point you just made. Very, very good point. You always dropping gems and good knowledge and good points. I definitely appreciate your calling. 100%. Thank you for adding something to the conversation. Appreciate it. And make sure you tell us when your next show is.
Hey, thank you for having me. My next show is going to be May 18th, SGC, at 9:30 on WBNN, Beverly Nation. Tyana, keep on doing the great work. Keep it up. I'm sending your flowers
thank
right
you.
Now. This is the platform. Love your show. You keep on rocking.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So, guys, you know, thank you so much for listening. But right now we have a track next by international internet DJ legend Brother O.
How about the possibility of you and I? Lady, can we try? Lady, say you with it. If you're not with it, then excuse me.
Can't make you stay. You wanna go, sugar? I can't make you love me. If your heart says no, but then when they come back now. Place. You sure looks good to me with your straight hair up braced. Kinda got my mama's ways. How about the possibility of you and I? Lady, can we try? Lady, say you with it. If you're not with it, then excuse me.
The first time I saw your thighs, that's when I realized my heart has skipped a beat. I can't seem to make you see eyes. Tried everything in my book. I'm laughing cause you won't even look. I gotta stop wasting my time. So excuse me, please.
Can't make you stay. You wanna go, sugar? I can't make you love me.
If your heart
said no, but then when they come back now.
I'ma try this one more time. You look like virgin eyes. This one here might be true. And here's a few clues for you. I wanna be married but free. I gotta let the drama miss me. Can this apple fit on your tree? If not, excuse me, please.
Hey, excuse me, please. You sure looks good to me. With your straight hair up braced. Can I get my mama's ways? How about the possibility of you and I? Lady, can we try? Lady, say you with it. If you're not with it, then excuse me.
Can't make you stay. You wanna go, sugar? I can't make you love me.
If your heart
said no, but then when they come back now.
Yeah.
right. That is DJ Legend Brother O Selection that you just heard. He is the CEO of this network, and he specifically chose me to do a show on his wonderful network along with so many wonderful hosts. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest, Fire Nation Flames. If you'd like to join in, please call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join this absolutely wonderful conversation. And now we have caller 4 in queue. Caller 4, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tanya. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. I haven't seen you. I've been on your show since I saw you in Philly.
I know.
I'm busy and crazy, but I had to tune in tonight.
Yeah, I was looking at the picture of us probably about a week ago or so. I was like, oh, I was going through my phone and I saw it and I smiled because that was such a wonderful day. It really was, to meet all you guys. Yeah, it was wonderful. I'm glad I got to meet some of you.
I got to meet you too.
How are you
enjoying
the show?
I had a great time. I'm enjoying it very much. I did want to make a comment about your show topic is interesting because I'm a former nurse, so. It brought back memories of some things that I really, really I struggled with when I was nursing. And that was
The
business end, you know, there were times when I would work in different facilities, you know, so I would see different things from different angles. And I was always in a leadership role. So there were times I would see things like, let's say I was in an assisted living, right? And in assisted living, the facility has to pay. Like if you fall or if your father or mother fall, I don't think people know that. As opposed to if you fall in a nursing home, you have insurance that covers all that, and it, you know, it goes in. But assisted living, you pay. Okay, so the facility will lose money if you go out to the hospital. Okay, you hear what I'm saying, right? So basically, you could fall and hit your head, and the same person could fall and hit their head in a hospital or a nursing home. They get rushed out to a hospital, and they get seen, and they get evaluated to see if they have a subdural hematoma, to see if you know something's going on in their brain, see if they broke a rib, to see if they broke a hip. They get all that evaluation automatically without even thinking. It's just part of the protocol. It's not the same way in an assisted living. You know, in an assisted living, because the facility has to pay for that, they're like, oh, well, you know, don't send them out. Just evaluate them in the facility. And so as a nurse, you're in this really weird place because you know what to do. So you're pretty much screaming, you know, excuse me, this person needs to be evaluated. But you're going up against a system that is not going with what is morally correct.
Right. And they can do things, too, to always try to make you lose your license and stuff. Because that's my last job, I was in nursing. And I saw the things that I saw, and I'm like, wow. And when I got sick and I couldn't walk too good, they wanted to send me to my old job. And I said, no way will I go in that nursing home. None of the stuff I see, you know, I've seen... like people eating the patient's food and things like that, and it's like a click together. Like you have to be careful with your license. You have to be careful because if you do the wrong thing, you can end up in jail with somebody lying on you or anything.
Yes,
so it's difficult. And I know that there's hospital. I'm not even going to say hospitals are plural. I'm going to say one in particular that covers up their mistakes. Even when somebody dies, they cover it up. People don't know that happens.
Wow.
And, yes, they cover it up. And I know this for sure. They cover it up so that way they don't get in trouble. And the medical notes and everything. And people really need to know this. So just when something happens to your family member in the hospital and you weren't there and they died, you really don't know what happened because this medical team is going to stick together and put the notes together so it seems like it's natural, whatever, when it could be a mistake of theirs. I'm telling you this for sure from the inside. They do this. They do. So you have to be careful. And I remember I was not able to visit my aunt when she was dying in the hospital. Well, she died in the hospital. And I really believe this hospital did not do all they could. And I also remember seeing the ambulance maybe, I don't know, it had been like a week or so after she died, and I was sitting in the parking lot because there's a restaurant that shares the parking lot with the ambulance, you know, the company. And they came out to the ambulance, I mean, out to the truck, and they're just sitting there talking. And I'm thinking, in this matter of seconds, you could be saving someone's life, but you're talking like you're not about to go on an emergency and go somewhere. And I'm thinking, what if this happened to my aunt? What if they had a 2-3-4 minute conversation when my aunt wasn't breathing, and this is why she's no longer alive? So you just never know. And I'm sorry that you experienced this. I really am very, very sorry. But it is
horrific. It was horrific because I always knew what to do. And there were sometimes I didn't take the assignments. Sometimes I couldn't accept the assignment. I was like, I can't work here. I can't work back at that facility that was asking me to do this with this and this, because I didn't take care of their patients. I wouldn't take that responsibility on my license. So there were certain facilities I would not even walk into.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I struggle with that, with just in general in my life when I'm in a place or just in a situation where my morals just don't match with the environment. Mm-hmm. I just can't function, and I don't feel at peace because, like, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at all, so let me make that clear. I made mistakes in my life, but I can tell you that to this day, I've never wronged anyone, but just in myself, being and dealing with the wrong people who maybe didn't have my best interest, that in itself is a sin in itself. So I be careful who I associate myself with, because just because you're talking to one person, you may like them and they may be good, but you don't know what their circle is like. And I was speaking about this the other day. You don't know what their circle is like. And until you find out that circle, you're still associated with that circle, whether you meet these people or not, because you don't know if these people are in trouble or what they're doing. So you have to be careful with who you deal with. And I'm very careful with that. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your experience. I really appreciate when people call in and everybody who called in and asked for the conversation. I really appreciate you guys. And thank you so much. And make sure you tell me when your next show is, please.
Oh, goodness. It is May the 19th.
All right.
Right here
so
on
May
WNN.
The 19th. What's the name of your show?
My show is called Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman.
Okay.
Thank you
so much.
I just
wanted you to put it out there. I know the name. I just wanted you to put it out there.
We
need to know the name
it.
Of your show. We need to know. So thank you so much for calling in. And, guys, we have another caller. We have caller 6. Caller 6, you're listening to The Power of Thought. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings, Tiana. This is just
the
best of the truth. Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
Doing?
How are you?
Oh, well,
oh,
okay,
man.
It's so
good to hear your voice.
Yes, you're doing a wonderful job. But I do
Thank you.
You know, I always have something to say.
Please.
I would like to speak on that, the lady that caused Emmett Till's death.
Okay.
I believe she passed away. And there was a statement on the internet that this man said that Emmett Till and this woman is now hugging in heaven. And I kind of got upset about that because this woman went almost 50-something years and did not own up to the death of that boy. And I have a problem when people put people in heaven. The Bible does not talk about you going to heaven right after you die. It doesn't say that. And many people make that judgment without God, because it was only one resurrection during the time of Jesus Christ, and the graves open up. But the next time is due to judgment. So where did everybody get this from, that every person that died zoom up to heaven? It has to be a judgment day before you go anywhere. And I felt kind of upset about this woman being able to live that long and enjoy her life and never owning up to what she did. And when he said that she's now in heaven, and everybody wants to do this before they die, ask forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness every day of your life. Mm-hmm. And that's my comment for today, Tiana.
Thank you, Sister Bessie. I was actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because when I saw that she died, I was thinking, I wonder what her thoughts were all these years, you know, and how much guilt, if there was any guilt, was carried in until the day she died? Did she think about that the day she died? I was thinking about a lot of things. I was thinking, in regards to her. I was wondering what her thoughts were. I was wondering that, so I'm glad you mentioned that. And that is true. A lot of times we do use judgment on saying this person went here. We really don't. I mean, you can live with somebody. There's people who live with people all their life and don't even realize they're a murderer or doing things to children.
Correct.
You don't know. You don't know anybody. You really don't. It could be your closest person to you who could be molesting children, who could be out here murdering people while you're asleep. You don't know. And God forbid,
hopefully,
I never come across that, but you just don't know. It could be your brother. It could be your mother. It could be your father, your sister, your cousin. You don't know. And that's what I realized.
Yeah.
And I think we put too much faith in people and not enough in God, and just realizing people are humans. People are capable of doing monstrous things in this world. And I was lucky because my mother was a correction officer, and she told me when I was little all the things that, well, I don't want to say too small, but I was old enough to handle how there was kids in the county jail, you know, or going to prison, things for killing their parents, killing their parents. So I knew how evil this world was, and I was not sheltered from that at all.
Yeah.
So you never know what people are doing. As a matter of fact, I went to a school where my religion teacher actually, I guess he went to prison because he had porn on his computer, child porn on his computer. Now, this is, I remember when I was in school, he was very, very young. He might have been about maybe my age now, I don't know. But he was young. And my mother told me this, and I was like, wow. Because I went to Catholic school most of my life, and I'm not most of my life, I said lives, but for most of my life. And I've just realized you never know who you're dealing with. But the thing is, I have been blessed with the spirit of discernment, and I can feel these things with people. But just because I met this person and this is who they are doesn't mean that they won't change later on, because life can get a hold of them. Obstacles in life can change them. So I'm always aware that people can change, and that's very important. You know, that's what I feel. You know, and I thank you so much. I thank you so much, Sister Bessie, for calling me. When is your next show?
Brother O may have to come on and tell me if it's possible, because I forgot.
That's all right, Sister Bessie.
Yeah, I do.
It's been a while, Sister Bessie. I really appreciate what you do on a constant basis for all of us. You're just amazing. Outstanding, outright person. 26th of May, y'all, and, you know, it's very important because she'll be celebrating, you know, for the fifth time in our network's history, a tribute to Malcolm X, okay? That's so important. And, you know, I really appreciate Sister Bessie and all she does. And that will be the day I said it.
My brother.
Brother was crazy. Sister Bessie, one day I'm going to need to be able to find a way to keep in touch with you, because I would like to keep in touch with you. So, one day.
Oh,
but,
it'll be wonderful.
I think,
Brother O will give you my number. That would be wonderful, my dear.
You heard that, Brother O. She said I could have her number. So, so now I'm going to go back to my – thank you for calling, Sister Bessie. I love you, and I hope you have a really great night. And thank you for listening and calling in and adding to it. Fire Nation Flame, you there?
Yes, I am loving all of this. I'm getting a lot of great, great information. And it's good to see that people aren't afraid to stand up and speak out. That is a really, really powerful thing. I'm loving everything I'm hearing tonight. I love it.
That's this network, though. That's this network. This is how it is. There's no censorship here. None. We can talk about anything, you know.
There's, I like it real.
We can talk about anything. Yeah. It's not a normal network, you know. We talk about all types of stuff. It doesn't matter. There's no censorship here. So just so you know. So let's move on to, I let Mo Garman talked about business a little bit, but I'm going to ask you, I know we're going to be going soon, but I want to touch on two things if we can quickly. And it's, one of them is the business aspect for you itself. I know you told me a few things, but in dealing with your day-to-day business, not so much dealing with the music industry in general, but just in dealings with artists and things like that, what things have you had to encounter when it comes to morals and, you know, dealing with your business on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it's definitely a challenge day-to-day. A lot of people, they look and they think that it's a lot of glitz, a lot of glam, and they don't realize the countless days of no sleep, you know, making sure that you're keeping an eye on the numbers for your artist, making sure that your artist has all of their documents correctly so that they're able to collect their royalties. Because as a business, the best thing you can do for your artist, in my opinion, is to make sure they're knowledgeable of what they are doing. A lot of artists just have someone and they just do everything, but no one teaches. And so for me, it's really, really a lot of homework. You got to do a lot of studying. You always have to strategize. And you always want to be around, like you said, you want to be around an environment of people that you can learn from. So that's really key.
Absolutely. But I want you to hold on. We're gonna keep talking about this and continue our conversation. But we have a track next by International Internet DJ Legend Brother O.
I'm coming home to you. Wear something see-through.
So that track was from the great Dr. Dre, and it's a selection by Brother O. He told me to tell you all that. So we've been talking about morals in regards to business, culture, and we haven't touched on relationships yet, but we will. But before we do, we have caller 7 in queue, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Power of Thoughts with Tiana Speaks and my special guest, Fire Nation Flames. Caller number 7, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where you might got a divorce your wife for hating on the sexes. What's good?
Good with you.
Yo, everything is great this out here. You see what I'm saying? Shout out to Shorty behind the register on the register on up on the KFC on Old York Road. You dig it?
Did she give you extra piece of chicken?
35th District.
Wait a minute. Did she give you extra piece of chicken? That's why you give her a shout out. You trying to get more free chicken?
She gave me a couple breasts.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about some morals here. You know, you can help a customer out and give them some extra, you know, because you're trying to help them come back. But if you're giving away things from a business that are free that are not yours, and when the inventory comes, you know, that's a problem. So what you think about that, Claire? What you think?
Well, I'm going to ask her when she paid for it with her lunch. You know what I'm saying? Her lunch discount. So there you go. Have that. That's how we fix that one. But check this out, though.
That man is crazy.
I wanted to say something about your morale out here. You feel me?
All right.
Because you said something earlier talking about, you know, can you be more moralistic without being religious? You know what I'm saying? Now, mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. There is a line between the practice of methodology religious and the belief system of faith religious. You see what I'm saying? Where people get into methodologies, you know what I'm saying, and follow this and that and all that, the hooting and hollering and the rolling on around the floor, you know what I mean, with the damn tangerines and all that, you know what I mean? That's a methodology religious. However, then you have an individual who understands the religion, where I'll give you an example. The morals, you know what I mean, the morals come from the instructions, in which are the common laws of morality, where I'll give you an example. The reason why it's so natural for people to think that having morals are these things and those upright things and these things. However, a lot of those things that people naturally feel that are morale are listed in the scriptures. These are the things that are listed. You see what I'm saying? So in reality, the morale comes from the religion. It comes from being religious. It comes from the uprightness and the piety of which a person should be upon when they follow the instructions and the common laws and the rules in which are in the scriptures. These are what all the morale is, if you read it correctly. But people don't have a lot of time to read the real things in which they need to be learning from these scriptures. You know what I'm saying? Verily, people are in tune with the things that do not belong in them, I'll say, so to speak. So we'll get into that later, and we don't got to get into all that. But again, people, remember, the morals in which people know commonly amongst us as mankind come from the instructions in which are for the mankind. Where these instructions do we find? We find them throughout all the scriptures, the in their pristine form. Whichever you can't find a pristine form of them, then you have to rely on what confirms it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to say this before I bounce out of here. You know what I'm saying? Clev One will be building sticks on every Woo Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month, you know what I'm saying, which the third Wednesday of the month will be coming up. Y'all got the calendars out here. I'm going to let y'all learn that in whatever language y'all want to spit it. You see what I'm saying? But, yes, that's how Clever One is getting down. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represented from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where you're not 2-year-old son, where you're not 2-year-old grandson, is going on a prom and he leaving at 3:30 with his toddler date for the night and he can't talk. Check your satellite.
Salute.
Thank you, Claire, for calling in with your crazy self. Absolutely crazy. He, let me tell you, Fire Nation, he is the absolute craziest person on this network. I'm sorry, y'all, if y'all listening. You know Claire is the craziest one. You know, we always get
nothing wrong
about,
with the personality.
You know, I know. Yeah, Clever's, you know, he's a good friend of mine. You know. But so I want to ask you a question before I move into the next topic. I want to know, what do you think shaped your morals in your life and what you determined what is right from wrong in business, in relationships, in just American culture?
Honestly, I have to give all of the credit for the most part to my mother. She was very adamant about knowing how to carry yourself, being appropriately sexy, always making sure that you were true to yourself. And, you know, she passed away when I was younger. I was actually turning 16 when I lost my mother on Valentine's Day. And I will never forget her motto that she taught me, which I use not only in my personal life, but also in my business life. And her motto was hungry and humble. And I'm very well known for saying it all the time because she always said to be hungry for knowledge, be hungry to learn, be hungry to grow, but always be humble enough to know where you came from so that if you fall, you know how to rise again.
Right. That's amazing, and I definitely want to hear more, but I just want to take this next caller. We have caller number 8 in queue. Caller number 8, who are you and where are you calling from? You're listening to The Power of Thoughts with my special guest, Fire Nation Flames.
Yeah.
And you do have a very special guest. This is Ava Holly, and I'm shouting out to my very special friend, Tiana Speaks. I just want to give you kudos because your show, your topics are always amazing, and I'm really enjoying tonight. It's really relaxing me. I'm not in the greatest physical position right now, but I feel really good with Brother O's beautiful music and your beautiful thoughts and your guests. Beautiful thoughts. But before I just share this with you, I got to give a shout out to Clever One because I got a chance to spend a little time with him when we went out to Philadelphia and we all got to meet those of us that could get out there. And I got to say that he is enlightened. I mean, he has this great sense of wit, which we all love, and great personality, which I just cling to. I love it. But he is enlightened. When you hear him speak, he knows exactly what he's talking about and where he's coming from. And that is such a great thing to know about yourself, to be able to love yourself for true and who you are. So I just given a shout out to him. But I want to go back to a couple things. First, when you were started this whole topic tonight, I immediately thought of arranged marriages, and then your beautiful guest brought that up, and I thought that was interesting because I was just thinking about that, and then she started talking about it. And shout out to Rob Schwartz, so we have a chance to meet your beautiful guest by knowing him. And anyway, I had the opportunity. I know some of the listeners know this, but I was a party DJ for like 16 years, and I had the opportunity to DJ an arranged marriage. And I don't get to meet the people like prior, like originally I started out working for another company, and it was so long ago, I don't even remember if it was when I had my company or whether I was working with the other company, but the bride and groom were 14 and 15 years old. And again, it was a culture thing that we were talking about, and it was crazy. It was a great party, but it was just crazy for me to see that. At that time, I don't think I put myself in the shoes, like Jerry was saying, culture shock of people that come here, you know, and I totally agree with that. I don't think at that time I put myself in the shoes of those people. And when I saw that, I was like taken aback a little bit, you know. But sliding that into another thought, you know, we talk about, hey, you live in a Spanish community or you live in a, you know, Indian community or whatever. These people are building community here so that they can keep their own traditions alive, which may not be something that we understand as Americans, but I give them props for that because people, you know, tend to stay with their own people so that they can keep some of that. And some of the traditions are beautiful. I'm not talking about the 50-year-old and the 12-year-old, but some of the traditions are actually beautiful. And if you look at different communities that are still, you know, not gentrified, not, you know, they're all still the same likenesses. Some of them do that to keep their own traditions. And then the last thing I want to say is about your $1 bills, Tiana, because I belong to a club where you can track your $1 bills. Now, they may not take you to the places you're thinking, but it will take you to the city.
Wow.
So, so it's kind of a cool
nowhere.
Thing to do.
I don't
do.
Think they track that place.
But I know every time we see $1 bills, isn't that what we think of? Did you get them dancing last night or what? You know. Anyway, so shout out to you guys. I love your guests. I love your topic, and you're really making me feel a little bit better tonight. So yeah. So there's my 2 cents.
Ava, before you don't go yet, so Fine. You know, I'm gonna call you Lady Fire when I have you in my phone. So Ava is an absolutely very close friend of mine. Like, we go out to eat. Like, I love her. She's the reason, absolutely, why I'm on this network. She's the reason.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so I started calling in, and then Brother O saw something in me and offered me a show. And now I'm here. You're here, and the other people are here, and I have a great family on this network. So I appreciate it. Ava, could you tell me when your next show is?
Well, thank you for that. Jerry and I call that the spider web of connections. And yeah. Brother O has the magic eye, so that's beautiful. My next show is coming up next week, next Wednesday night, February. You know what? I thought of February because of your guest. I lost my mother right before Valentine's Day also, and that's probably why I said February. I was thinking when you said that, so my thoughts with you on that. But I'm going to have a great guest on. He's a YouTube influencer, and he's doing some cool things coming up with Abandoned Spaces, and I can't wait to talk to him about that. So he's also a tribute artist, a rock tribute artist, so we're going to have some fun with him next week, 9:30, The Casual Chat with Ava Holly. Thank you, love.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Now, we have caller 9 in queue. Thank you guys for calling in. It's so special today. So caller number 9, you're listening to The Power of Thoughts. Who are you and where are you calling from? And I have a wonderful guest by Fire Nation Flames.
Hey.
Hi there. Caller number 9, you there?
Hey, okay. This from the She's the Show. Hey, T. How you doing?
Hi.
Honored to you.
How are you?
Honored to the panel and everybody who called in and everybody who's listening. I just wanted to call, just like you be calling in, girl, supporting me.
Thank you.
To support you. I was catching the end, just getting back in the crib. So, what'd you say?
I talked about you today.
Oh, wow. Synchronicity. I just get back in the house, sis, to catch up with you and show some love because you're always there for me. Shout out to Jerry and the sisters who just called in. And
I talked about you today to my guests. I was saying how you mentioned how we work at last minute when we have, like, I haven't been diagnosed with ADD, but I feel like I do because my attention span is all over the place, you know. So I can't remember what you said verbatim, but you said that you made a point that this is how our brains operate. And I remember you said that, and it was so helpful, and I always remember that in the way I do certain things because I function way better like that. And I appreciate you saying that. Do you remember what you said?
No, but I remember the topic because that's because there's so much that I speak about with ADHD to so many people.
Just doing things last minute.
It is really helping them. So I don't remember because what 20 people deal with ADHD, another 20 will not. You see what I'm saying? So I don't remember, but I've just been able to use tools, and tools is, with me, is memory. And I was speaking about memory. With me, mine is more memory. I wasn't diagnosed, but I'm connected to my soul and my spirit, something that a doctor can't really even give somebody to the fullness. You know me. You see what I'm saying? So when you can see inside your own body, you know what I'm saying? Inside everybody on the planet's body, you can diagnose shit. You know what I'm saying? So with me, it's memory. Like right now, I'm looking on my refrigerator. I wrote eye doctor for May 8th, but I didn't write down where it's at. What the? Really? Like, oh, so where do we go? You know what I'm saying? So it's things like that. Even using the tool of writing on the refrigerator, my brain still didn't say Chris or Jesus, but it would say Christine, of course, my birth name. Write down the address. Like, that's it, man. That's the ADHD. It's like, why would you do this to me? You know what I'm saying?
Go back in your phone, and look at your call log.
Huh?
Go back in your phone and look in your call log. And see where
that
you call
didn't work.
Whenever you
because I didn't save it as a contact. So what
no,
I did was I went back through every eye doctor in my city to not find them. Then they sent me they just called me and my daughter for a reminder. It was like, oh, it's the same people we've been going to.
Oh, my gosh. You always make me laugh. Now, listen, tell us when your next show is, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right, much love, sis.
What's your next show, Jesus? I'm go.
Oh, I'm the first Thursday of every month. I'm running with the big dogs, you know what I'm saying? That ain't that Jerry Weekend, Hooney Baca Tuna, Angela Williams. I think I'm up there, right, brother? Oh, with them. Yeah. So
you're not. You're on May 25th on this wonderful network. But you know, like I said, you know, this right here, you're talking to the person right here who is last year's nominee for the International Radio Hall of Fame. And I want to, you know, say shout out to Jared Petito, a lifetime achiever, Tony Bartoon, a lifetime achiever. You know, you talked to a whole lot of great people tonight, and I'm a little proud of what we do on a constant basis. And thank you, Jesus. Yep.
You're welcome.
So, Fire Nation, I would like to get your final thoughts. You can talk about the show, anything you have going on, and make sure you let people know where to find you. And thank you so much for being my wonderful guest.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely want to shout out you and, you know, brother. It means so much to me to be able to come onto a platform and really be able to address a lot of the things that's going on in the world. You know, I've got to shout out, just like you guys said, Rob Swartz for making sure that we were all able to connect. It means so much. He's such a great mentor. I definitely want to shout out my Miller Fire team, my Immortal Flames Tour team right now, because right now I am on tour. So the Immortal Flames Tour is going on. My co-headliner, Mumra, the God. We have my DJ, DJ 7. Got my producer, Blacksmith from One Lock Productions. MAS Lights Out, Toon Leaf, Moody 144,000, my personal artist. You know, Lissa, everybody. It means so much to see growth. And everyone who knows me knows I always say salute the nation, salute the go-getters. And I definitely want to make sure everybody remembers, stay hungry and humble. 'Tis the motto.
All right. And now we have Angozy time.
Can't you see that I want you back, and if I do it, it's a
shout out to the Bay Area, man. You know what I mean? Mac Dre, who's a personal friend of mine that got killed in the 90s. You know what I mean? You know, going back to when I first started hip-hop and doing DJing. And, of course, you know, I got to bring my girl back on. You know, Free Nation Flames. How do you like this show tonight before I go into my Ngozi time?
Oh, man. I love the show. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Thank you so much again for having me. It means everything.
All right, now. And you know what? Don't be a stranger to WBNN. I'm going to start telling all of our guests, you know, when I come on Ngozi time, I want all of our guests to be able to be free to come on and share with us, man. Don't be a stranger. Not just, you know, the great Tiana Speaks, but other shows here on this network, man. You get a good, you know, you don't have a stone gas. You hear me?
Absolutely. I'll definitely be tapping in. I definitely look forward to working with you guys and sending you guys some of my new music from my artists and myself as well. We going to keep moving and building together for sure.
All right, now. And, of course, tonight's show has been brought to you by Procter & Gamble Company, of course, with Dawn and what they do for the environment. Thank you, Dawn, for saving a lot of fish and birds and the wildlife and the seas. Tonight, we celebrate one of our outstanding rookies. Congratulations to Tiana Speaks on her fifth WBNN, W Nation All-Time Connection record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer tonight. Outstanding performance from, you know, the class of 2023. And right now, she is ahead by one, you know what I mean? And the final overall vote, if it was October 1st, you know, it is what it is. But we'll see what great, great hosts we have right here in our rookie class. Champ got Power Hill, Jetty A-Track, Wanda Walker. We'll see what happens by October. Congratulations, Tiana. And, of course, we're off tomorrow. But on Sunday, we come back on with our fifth reigning commissioner, the 2022 International Internet, oops, in the one day, right? 2022 WPNN Host of the Year. That must be right there spiritually saying that one day. I do believe that Dr. Chichilla J will be a nominee for the Hall of Fame as well as enshrined, but we'll keep it simple. The 2022 WPNN Host of the Year, 2021 Linear New Host of the Year with the Sonny Griffin Award and the Anna Waddell Award for last year, Dr. Chichilla J and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern, Daylight Time Sunday, right here on the Historic Network. We are Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertised us through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Google, you know, and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Hello, darling Malaya, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole, day later, Ngozi with my gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Am I going with no accolades? Everybody know who I am. Most importantly, my name is Ngozi. First and middle name, Oladele Malewa, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. I want to thank all the folks out here that really support our network this week. I'm ecstatic. Five straight connection records this week, starting with Merc City. And I'm just, you know, ecstatic to make it six with Chinchilla. And let's continue what we do on a constant basis. Greatness is not afforded, it is earned. We are Beverly Nation. Come on, Miss Tiana Speaks, what you do on a constant basis. I'm so proud of all of our hosts. One thing that Tiana Speaks talked about tonight was the force of gratitude and the force of, you know, empathy. You've got to be able to care about who you work with. One thing that I have seen and through, you know, more than 10 years of this network, is we need to be more solid together when it comes down to support. I've seen how she engaged with this network. I've seen better days, like, you know, our girl, you know, used to sing that song, Down, you know, Down the Reefs. Better days. We have to get back to the days of now, what's important now. And what's important is for us to support each other. You know, I want to see every host call into every show. I want to see everybody be a part of greatness because we are the beacon of light that shines around the world. We pledged in 2013 to be the greatest internet radio network of all time. Not only did we achieve it, we have succeeded it. So all other networks, we got to catch up because you're not us. And now back to Tiana Speaks because, you know, Tiana, I always tell the truth. It is what it is. Ain't no network like WBNN.
So let me tell you guys, I appreciate all 23 million of our listeners. I also appreciate you, Fire Nation Flames, for being my wonderful guest. I appreciate everyone who calls in. And I just want to say, Dr. Chinchilla, she was listening after her event, and I appreciate your support. I really appreciate the people who called in and added some value. It meant a lot to me. And I want to just say a few things about morals. It's very important. If something I said tonight touched you and made you feel uncomfortable, then maybe there's something in your life that you need to change. One thing that a lot of humans do is they do wrong and then they justify it because someone else did them wrong. They justify your actions. Wrong is wrong no matter what you do and why you do it. Wrong is wrong. Doesn't matter why you do it. So it's just a constant. You're going to be in a continual circle when you do this. When somebody does you wrong, you do them wrong. It's just a continual circle. That's what you're going to do. At some point, if you are a believer, and I can't stress this and make this for everybody because I know not everybody shares my beliefs, and that's okay. So this message is for the people who understand what I'm saying. At the end of the day, if somebody hurts you and does something wrong, instead of trying to get that person back, how about you try to hold that person's hand and try to understand their behavior and try to change it so that way the next person doesn't have to deal with them? Because guess what? That next person that might deal with that person that you dealt with could be a family member of yours and go through the same exact situation that you went through with that person. So we have to be a nation of people who love each other and want each other to do better without wanting some type of reward. We need to care about each other's soul. We need to care about each other's life. We need to care about each other's history, what we've been through, our pain, and try to understand what is going on with that individual instead of judging. That's what we need to do. And if we did that, we would be such a better country, a better world. We would have a better tomorrow. Try to understand that person who's acting angry with you in the checkout line. You don't know what that person is going through. You don't know what's going on at home. Don't take it personal. Maybe pull that person aside and say something to them. Today, you guys don't know this, today, I had a lot of noise. I actually get a room when I do my show so I can have pure quiet. I did not have pure quiet today. I got put next to people, like it must have been about 8 or 9 people with a bunch of noise. You know what I did? I didn't say, hey, knock it off. I didn't yell at them. I said, hey, listen, I got a radio show. Can you please be quiet? I'll be done around this time. And guess what? All these people left the room. They're no longer here. You don't hear them, do you? No, because I exercised my ability to formulate a sentence that could at least touch them and have them leave me and let me have my show in peace. I didn't have to yell at them. I didn't have to scream at them. I didn't have to call security or whatever and say, like, oh, I'm VIP. I didn't have to do that. I came with humility. Humility is very important. Empathy is very important. And if you don't have it, you better get you some, because the things that you do and the people in relationships doing wrong, the people who are not treating their parents right, the people who are not treating their kids right, all of this is going to come back on you. It's going to hit you like a brick wall in your face. You better change today, not for me, but for yourself and for those that love you so they don't have to see you suffer. It is not too late. You still have breath in your lungs, and that's what I'm going to say. And also, Brother O, he said his name is Brother O, but I just want to say one thing. Good night, Mr. Aloysius. Good night.